Since the Vikings season came to a close at the end of December, Winter Park has been full with activity. Not only is there a new coaching staff in place, along with new faces who arrived thus far in free agency, but the Vikings facilities have themselves seen a major upgrade.
We're a free weight based philosophy. We use a combination of power movements such as the power clean and the snatch, and pure strength movements such as the squat, the deadlift, and the press. And we combine them both to provide a program that really helps develop our players to the best of their abilities. You know, our role is in development. We want to develop the guys. The guys come from a variety of different backgrounds. We teach them from the beginning how we want them to do things from a technique standpoint. And the program will evolve so we can maximize their talents. There was a very machine-based program before where guys used machines to do their training, and we went totally in the opposite direction to a complete free weight program. This room now has not one machine in it. This is a different work environment that we're going back to some basic old school type training with free weights, and I think the guys will really embrace it.
I think you have to look at it from a new head coach's perspective. Coach Zimmer was hired, and he comes into this building, and one of the first things he looks at is the team meeting room, and really found that it was inadequate both in probably space and quality of the space. Just wasn't large enough for everybody to see good sight lines, and when we have 90-man rosters now, we're trying to get everybody into the room, and not all the players and coaches can fit into the room. So what he wanted to do was try to create a learning environment for all the guys to get in and watch film and be on the same page and really just have a better classroom environment. And so what we've done is tried to create a spot where that everybody can watch film together and really just have a better chance to get on the same page. This room becomes a better space for our players is to have larger, more space to begin with. And then more seating space as well as table space. So the guys have a little bit bigger areas to put their drink and their iPad and their different spots to take notes. We've created 6 different seating platforms, and it gives them kind of that stadium or theater style seating. And we can fit 115 people in here and do multiple different uses for the room as well.
I believe our sports nutrition program is very important because we have to allow our athletes to perform at a peak level, and we can provide them with the proper food, proper nutrition to help them achieve that goal. I think that we had an excellent sports nutrition program prior to this season. I think that we've just improved it with some increased knowledge. And some of the changes we made are, for instance, we got rid of the ice cream novelties and now we have fat-free yogurt to make smoothies. And to make the smoothies and the shakes that are very popular for athletes, we have a fuel bar that we created with Gatorade's help. And we have blenders and shakers and whey protein and wheat germ and things like that to allow the athletes to make good tasting, fat-free or low-fat shakes and smoothies. We've eliminated all deep-fried foods. You can't find any deep-fried foods in the cafeteria. We've eliminated many of what we call the red dots or the high-fat, mayonnaise-based or cream-based products. They're all gone. So the list goes on and on. And we're going to make changes also at the hotels and on the team flights and everywhere where food touches our players.
I remember when I first got here, we hardly had a salad bar. We hardly had a full Gatorade cooler. In fact, we didn't have a Gatorade cooler. So it seems like each few years things began to progress and we started learning a little bit more about nutritional programs, healthier programs for athletes. I think we're just about at our peak now, as where we should be, when it comes to nutrition for players.
Ultimately, I kind of sat back and just said, hey, enjoy it. You are here now.
Coming up, some of the Vikings reflect back on the nerves and anticipation they had on draft day. That's next on this draft preview edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.